Okay.
Good morning, Garbosa.
Want to finish up our discussion. yesterday we began the discussion of the idea of aid nasadayin. We make an exception, allow aid to be nasadayin in a din derabanan. We saw in Mechlokas Rishonim that exactly how much aid can be nasadayin. Another important, we also mentioned, I believe, that from Rashi and Tosos, and they say in a very stam way, and Rashi or Kigon, it sounds like we're making by older Rabbanan, the Ritveir is very explicit, that we're only Mako by Kiyum Shtaros, which is Midr Rabbanan. Now I want to just ask a very simple Hakira that comes up from the discussion of the Rishonim here, based on a Diak and our Gemara. Let's remember our Gemara. What did our Gemara say again? What was the basis of the Machlokas? Excuse me. Between Rav Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina, of whether you need to do it in front of Shnayim or in front of Shlosha. So on the one hand, in front of Shnayim, because Eid Nasadayim by Drabbanan, so the Shliach is the third. On the other hand, sometimes the Isha brings her get. We saw Machlokas what that means, a woman or the wife. Sometimes the Isha brings her get, and according to many before she met the wife. And then she wouldn't be kosher, and we're afraid they'll count her as one of the three, so you always need another three, and or perhaps made the yada. The some of the Rishonim ask, why does it say Isha brings the get, which is a less common case, especially means the wife herself. Why not just say a karav brings the get? A karav is, because a lot of people are puzzled, right? Such as a karav, that might be a much more likely scenario. And that gets into a big machlokas in the Rishonim here. Excuse me. As to whether a karov could be a dayan, could be one of the three dayanim here or not. There actually end up being three shitas about this. The Rashba is Soser himself all over the place. The Rashba right here in the Kedusha Rashba says two things that don't seem to match. I know Sarah Cook, the footnote says one of them seems to have been added later, perhaps. It's very hard to be honest with the words of the Rashba. And in the Tshuvos, if you look at some of the Tshuvos of the Rashba, you see he keeps going back and forth. In the same Tshuva once, he goes back and forth twice on this issue. So obviously the Rashba had had different opinions about this and kept changing his mind about this issue. In the Tshuvos, he writes, Pasen Allah Halom Maisei, he writes, he changed his mind. He was very troubled by this issue. Maybe didn't have a clear conclusion. But what the Rashba says in the beginning of his discussion here, give me a second here, that if he's a karov, he starts saying that you need another three, because the karov is pashul dayanus, the pashul dayanus. So why are they so worried about an isha when they could have been worried about a a karov? So the answer is because it's in the Mishnah. Ha'isha atma v'yaskita uvulvachi tzvichalom faninech faninechdan. They want to quote a Mishnah, not the common case. But then he says that's also a Mishnah. Therefore, it's nearly v'alacha d'hacha filo krovim k'sherim u mitzdarfim. Right? I think that that krovim are okay here. Aval dayanim krovim b'alei davar v'adei bi'al v'psulam v'alei kil l'hachar filo krovim derash etirim v'avos aget. So in the end, he decides that krovim are okay here. A little later, right? The krov again. Atarchav nearly v'alacha dahacha afilo akrovim k'sherim mitzdarfim. Although he does add that the alma the Eide Kiyom, etc., Dayanim, are called the Malidavar Vad Me'alma Psulim. Things in normal Kiyom Shtaros, they're possible, but over here, we know we're much more Mekel. Normal Kiyom Shtaros needs two Eidim, needs everything to be Kosher. So he thinks at least here we are Mekel, although a little later on, when he comes back to discussing this, he says, Give me half a second, sorry. That came into Kim Shtars Rabbanim Mishamigul Iguna Akilu, but nonetheless, he says in the next paragraph, Ein Chadin Shaishiva Psulim Ksherim Lo, however, Psulim are not kosher for Dayanis, do they never have a precedent for Dayanis? And then also he says, we need to be makel who the Shliach is, because of a Gunik might not find a good Shliach. Well, keep Gabakim, Bama Nekova Dover Matsurach Yish Lazeh, Halayimsa Dayan Lo Shiva Bestin Ulakaim Lof Nehem. It sounds like you need kosher Dayanim. Okay, he changes his mind. The footnotes suggest we can't necessarily resolve it. But let's just put the question here. How about Dayanim Ruvin Lebali Davar, where you might be medayik from our sugya, that they are kosher. That way they were only worried about the Isha. That was the Havmina of the point of Maskana, at one point in the middle of the Rashba. Here we have a big machlokas. The Rashba in the second part of the Chedusha Ran here, the Rashba, the Sof Devarav, and the Chedusha Haran says, Psulim. Krovim or Psulim here, they can't be one of the three in the Bezdim. Why was the Gemara worried about apostles? I bring it. They were, but the Isha is in the Mishnah, so they brought the Isha. And even the apostle is also like sort of implied in the Mishnah. It's not beforehand in the Mishnah. The Rambam, by the way, says the same thing. Says the Rambam. Give me a second here. says the Rambam here. Getzeh shel chutzlar tzricha shlosha. Shalom rivnei shnayim elvan shashliach kasher. Shalom starf in a shnayim. Oh, sorry. He brings the Isha. He's not so explicit about it. Okay, Lamaisa, that's what the Rashba says in the second part here in the Chedusha Ran. However, the Rashba in the beginning seemed to have reached a firm conclusion, even though he seems to change his mind, that they are kosher here. That they are kosher. The Ran brings down two deos in the back of the Gemara here. Says the Ran here. V'yesh omrim, since it worried about an ish and didn't worry about a carb apostle, it sounds like krovim are okay, because they were mekel here. So it sounds like he thinks that the krovim are okay here, even though it's not read by the Chedusha Ran. So the Ran al harif and the Rashba. Sounds like it's Sherim Be Kiyum Haget. The Rashba in the Tshuva that I put on the chorus here in the Tshuva Sam Yuchasas the Ramban Simon Kofiyun Beis. That's like sort of the last Chelik. The Tshuva Sam Rashba is called Sam Yuchasas the Ramban because they were first put out a Shiva Ramban, and then someone realized they really should. Harayvin, he changed his mind about it twice, and then he decides to go even further. Shut Rashba. Amiyuchasos. How did he go even further? Sheirem Bechalkiyum Shtaros. That's not what the Rashba said here at first. He said we're Makel specifically in Get, but Ba'alma we're not Makel. It's not what the Ran sounded like. The Ran said, like, we're Makel, just like we're Makel Fonei Nechtam, to have one aid who's possible, we're Makel to have possible Dayan. The Rashba, the Tshuva Sama Yuchasos, goes back and forth twice, but in the end seems to conclude that They're kosher in all of Kiyum Shtaros.
However, the Rosh ben Chilek Aleph seems to reach a firm conclusion.
Liad will say maybe he wasn't sure, but at the very least he paskins that it's possible in general in Kiyum Shtaros.
And likewise, the Shulchan Aruch in brackets, possible to paskins, possible in Kiyum Shtaros, meaning we don't know what they hold about Gittin or not talking Gittin here, but one of the two sheep does is the Shut Rashba, Chelek Aleph, and the Shut Rivash, who say, Puzzle the Kiyum Shtaros be Alma. Meaning they're not Mach or Dying Carbon, all Kiyum Shtaros, but they possible Dying, who's Karov and all Kiyum Shtaros. We don't know what they would say about Gittin. Were they making more in Gittin, like the Rashba said at the beginning, or were they not making more in Gittin? And why would they be making? They're making the shliach. Because you're gonna. How can you find a better shliach? You have what you have. But in terms of Dayanim, there's a whole town. You can find better people. Okay. What is all this? Why is this so fascinating? Because it brings up the question of when we say Eid Nasadayan by when we say Eid Nasadayan, what's the kula we have? We have precedent for one kula by Kiyum Shtaros, Eid Nasadayan. Does Eid Nasadayan also mean that a Dayan could be my brother-in-law? So, that depends on why we're making an Eid Nasadayan. Obviously, if it's a kula nukudatit, if it's a local, very specific kula, they made one exception of Eid Nasadayan by Durabanans, then they made an exception of Eid Nasadayan. Why should a Dayan whose karo be puzzled? We have a similar discussion, before I try to organize this a little better, of what about a similar discussion? What if the Eid is karo? What if the Eid in Kiyum Shtaros is Karov? So, how about this? Eid de Kiyum Krovim Le Bali Domer, right? What if the Eid who testifies about the signatures is a cousin of the Malve or a cousin of the Love? We know when it comes to Pani Nechta, there's no question. They were master the Eid for Kiyum Shtaros, no matter who he is. That's the point. They were master all the Eid, Mishumi Guna. That's very clear. In Kiyum Haget, for sure, kosher. We said the Isha herself, it could be the Baldover, could be the Eid. And for sure, it could be a Karov, etc. But what about in Kiyum Shtaros, the Alma? What about in Kiyum Shtaros, the Alma? Were they Machshir just like Funny Nechta? That clearly they weren't Machshir as much Funny Nechta. Keep in mind, the Isha, the Baldover, can be Mayed Funny Nechta. Clearly, Baldover can't be Mayed as one of the two Eidim in Kiyum again. In general, you need two Eidim, not one. Do they need to be Shirim? Or can they be or can they be Krovim? So this is a big discussion in some of these Tshuvos. The Rashba, right here, in the Rashba that I just read, said, give me a second, he says, V'chein yirulim de'eide kiyum ha'krovim bein l'malve, bein l'love, k'sherim midarina, not funny nechtem. How does he know the eide kiyum can be k'sherim? It says when you do kiyum shtaros, the dayanim don't have to read the shtar. They just have to see the signatures are authentic. If they don't read the shtar, how do they know me? The eidim are krovim to the malve and the love. They don't read the shtar. So you could say, they don't read the whole shtar, they just read the malve and the love to make sure you're not related. But, says the Rashba here, and this is, I think, the only thing the Rashba is consistent about, at least in the end. The Rashba in the Chidushim here, the Rashba in the Chuvah in the Ruchasos, the Rashba in Chelek Aleph, the Chuvah in Chelek Aleph, says the Rashba, kosher. Says the Shut Rivash, puzzle. So here, this becomes also very fascinating. Eid Nasadayim. In Kiyum Shtaros the Alma. Is Eid only Nasadayim, or are we more Mekel than that? Maybe we're Mekel more than Eid Nasadayim. Maybe we're Mekel that the Eid can also be a Karov. This obviously reminds us of our Chakira that we discussed last time, but let's ask it a little differently. Let's ask the following question. We're talking about Kiyum Shtaros. Yeah. Right, not just Funny Nechta, because in Funny Nechta, maybe we're more Mekel, we should be Guna. But here's the question. Kikilu, we know that Gemara Ksuba says, Eid Nasadayim. Why is Eid Nasadayim? According to some, maybe it's an old Din of Darbanan, or maybe it's just in Kiyum Shtaros. Why is Eid Nasadayim? And here you can have three possibilities. One possibility is that it is a specific kula of Eidnas Adayin. Okay, maybe we'll try to figure out why. It's a very, they made one specific kula. They decided to be mako, they want to make Kiyum Shoros easy. They want a specific kula of Eidnas Adayin. Or you could say, number two, no. They were Mekel in standards of Eidos. Yeah, when it comes to Derabanan, they said you don't need a totally kosher aid. Maybe Eidnas Adayin, this would make sense, if Eidnas Adayin was a problem with the Eidos. So they were Mekel in the standards of the Eidos. Or you could say they were Mekel in standards of Dionysus. Right? There are three ways you could envision the kula of Eidnas Adayin. They were Mekel standards of Eidos, they were Mekel standards of Dionysus, or they were just Mekel to Eidnas Adayin. Why could this be? You could say, Sam, they just made a kula. Or you could say, again, if you hold that, what's the Svara? you could say, Sam, they were Mekel. Because, you know, it was only Drabanas, they were Mekel. Or maybe you keep a specific Svara, especially if you're talking particularly about Kiyum Shtaros. Says the Rimi Gash, what does the Rimi Gash say? Anyone? What does the Rimi Gash say when he's talking about our Kula? Let's read the Rimi Gash. What is he asking? He's asking whether a Karov to the whether a karov to the Edim can be one of the Dayanim. Okay, so what is the answer? He says, Masha Amru, whether one of the Edim on the Shtar, right? Can one of the Edim on the Shtar be one of the Dayanim? So he says, Masha Amru Neman Adam Lomer Zek Sav Yadoshal Abba Vechuli Hul Inyan Ha'edis Bedavka. What is he saying? He's saying that, interesting, the aid kiyum can be related to the aid signed on the shtar. Meaning, I can be mekayim and say, I testify this is my father's signature. Why? But look what he said to the aid. It's giluy milsa ba'alma shuk sev yodah shal aviv. Yeah, the aidim who are testifying the kiyum, it's not real aid, it's just giluy milsa ba'alma. Aval inyan ha'kiyum inyan asabu dayin. But the aid who's on the shtar can't be a dayin for kiyum. Okay, so now, you have to figure out exactly how far to take this, but what does he say? He says, yeah, the aid signed on the shtar, the guy signed on the shtar, can't be an aid for Kiyum, but can be an aid for Kiyum, but can't be a dayan for Kiyum. Why? Because the aid is just Giluyim Milsa Be'alma. What is he saying here? What does he mean, the aid is just Giluyim Milsa Be'alma? It sounds like he's lowering the standards of the Eidos. Yeah, they didn't require real proper Eidos here. This isn't total Eidos. This is just Gilui Milsa V'Alma. It's just Gilui Milsa V'Alma. So maybe this would work well with the Rimi Gash. Sorry, says the Rimi Gash. He says, Eidos Kiyum is Eino Ella Giloy Milsa B'Alma. Yeah, the Eidos Kiyum were not so machpidon. Now, he's not necessarily saying all the implications here, but one derech you could say is yes. If you're talking specifically about Kiyum Shtaros, the Eidos for Kiyum Shtaros is not as serious an Eidos. It's not Giloy Milsa B'Alma, meaning they're not really testifying what happened. They're just providing some background details as to whether these signatures are authentic. Since they're not actually testifying about the case, we don't require such high standards of Eidos. Now, he's not explicitly connecting it to.
That would work for number one, too, Rebbe.
What?
That would work for number one, too.
Yeah, but he's going further than that. He's saying, that's why the Eidim on for Kiyum can be related to the Eidim on the Shtar. But the Dayanim for Kiyum can't be related to the Eidim on the Shtar. Okay, that's one possibility. Another possibility is, and here in the Shut Rashba in Chelik Hey, if I'm not mistaken, he says this. It keeps going back and forth. In some places the Havamina,
but the Rashba in one point, I know he keeps changing his mind, don't expect a clear sheet to the Rashba here, but he brings up the possibility. He says, maybe, the Svara is, says the Rashba, Helikei, he says, you know what the problem is? Eid Nasadayin is a specific problem. What's the specific problem of Eid Nasadayin? Eid is Shiyat Yachol Aziba. He follows the Shita of Tosfos. He says, well, you can't really be Mazim, Edom of Kiyom anyway. Like when you say, I recognize this as Plony's signature. Can't give me Mazim him. Like he's not saying something happened a certain time. What? You were elsewhere at the time. It's a little hard to be Mazim, Kiyom Shars. I recognize Simcha Rock's signature. This is totally it. Mazim. No. At any time you might have learned about his signature, you were elsewhere with us at the time. It's highly unlikely. So yes, maybe it could come with some weird scenario. If they happen to testify that, well, we only know it's Simcha Rock's signature because at a certain time in a certain place we saw him sign, and then you can prove at that time and place they were elsewhere. This is a very unlikely scenario. And since it's Drabbanan anyway, they were Megillah and didn't make a little plug. He says, no. Hazama, of course, only works according to one theory, is not so applicable to Kiyum Shtaros. Hazama is not applicable to Kiyum Shtaros, so how do we have Kiyum Shtaros at all? Since it's Drabbanan, they didn't worry about Edis Shatzi Yachal Azima. Okay, if so, and if you hold like Tosfos, then we understand why Eid is Nasadayim. That is the Shabrashba. Maybe for the, give me a second, the third possibility I'll just point out is what the Urza Ruh says. The Urza Ruh is not discussing our case at all. But he's asking something very fascinating. What's he asking? I'll pee the Urza Ruh. This appears in a few of the more obscure Rishon Ashkenaz as well. The Urza Ruh is the most mainstream place. He says, interesting question, can you do Kiyum Shtaros at night? Normally, you can't do din at night. Right? There's no din at night. Can you do Kiyum Shtaros at night? So he says, near Ve'enai, the Kiyum Shtaros afil b'layla. You can do Kiyum Shtaros at night. Even though he has this. And he says, why? He says, Utlasa, Hilka, Hohayelach, Lohavi, Mikiyam, Aget, Al Nasinus, Aget. Here he's using the example of Kiyum Aget, but he's quoting the Rishpam in Cheskes Abatim, which is about Kiyum Shtaros in general. Right? What's saying Kiyum Aget? He's saying something like, why do you need three for Kiyum Aget? Interesting, why do you need three for Kiyum Aget? Well, we all have said, you need three, because there's a Maisa Bezdin. They're done on it. Says there was a word. No, they're not really done on Kiyum Aget. It's not really a din. Why do you need three for Kiyum Aget? So he quotes Rashbam, who says, really, two would be enough for Kiyum Aget. It's not really a din, Kiyum Aget. However, they were midrabbanan, the whole thing's drabbanan anyway. They just decreed that you need three, because if you only have two to surprise the Kiyum Aget, it looks like eight mipi eight. The two are repeating what the two said. It's really not eight mipi eight. It's two repeating the chalos Kiyum. But, he says, they decreed you need three dayanim for Kiyum Aget, not because you really need three dayanim, just so it wouldn't look like 8 mipi 8. Now, if you take that and apply it to us, I know this, he's not directly related to us, but Rimigash is a little, you could say that it's not real din, and you only need shlosha, so that it doesn't look like aid me pa. Okay, they're not discussing our sugya. The Urza Ruh is not discussing aid nasadayin. And the Rimigash is like discussing other things together with aid nasadayin. But what I'm saying is that we have room for it. We clearly have room for a chakira here. What do we say? What is the nature of this kula by drabanan? Is it a local kula on the very specific din that we said without any extrapolation? It's only a kula for aid nasadayin. Don't give me other kulas. Behave to tasting other kulas. You can't make up other kulas that aren't found in Shas. Or no, you can make up other kulas, because they are found in Shas. When Shas says Eid Nasa Dayan, it means you lower the standards of Eidus. So you would lower other standards of Eidus. Or when Shas says Eid Nasa Dayan, it means you lower the standards of Dayanis. So you could lower other standards of Dayanis. I'm just asking, what's the Svara behind it? Why would we lower these standards? You could say no Svara. They decided to be Makel. Why were they Makel? Because they wanted to make life easier for us. They had to pick how to be Makel. Maybe they were Makel on the Dayanis. Maybe they were Makel on the Eidos. Or maybe it was a very local, specific Kula. Or you could say there are Svaras behind it. They weren't Makel on Dayanis Stam. It was because this isn't really full Dayanis. It's not really a din. They're not judging anything. They're not really judging anything. The only reason you need three is so it doesn't look bad. Or you could say, it's not real Eidos, it's Gluya Nilsa. It's not real Eidos. It's really just investigating and like using what people know to help our investigation. It's not really a testimony. Testimony is like what happened. This is not really a testimony. This is just making use of information Gluya Nilsa. Or you could say, no, it's a very specific kula, only an Eid Nasa Dayan, and why would they have a very specific kula, and why would there be a Svara? So the Shut Rashba already discusses this, and some Shut Rashba is a Havmina, and some it's a Maskana, because he keeps changing his mind. Because if you hold this, that Eid Nasa Dayan is a din in Eid Shiyat al Azima, Hazama is really not applicable to Kiyum Shtaros. The Rashba goes on to discuss a fascinating question, which is Hazama applicable to Shtaros at all? How are you ever Mazim Ashtar? Forget about Kiyum Shtaros. How about the Shtar itself? Two Edom signed that Isaac borrowed $1 million from Liat. How are you ever Mazim that? Because you're allowed to post-date a Shtar, even though you're not allowed to anti-date the Shtar. You're allowed to write a later date, not the earlier date. So you never know when he wrote signed the Shtar. So, okay, but without getting to that, yes?
Is there any other examples? Because they talk about the Rabbanah.
So in Shas, there's only these two sugyas, the one in Ksumas, and here it's only Kiyum Shtaros. And the Ritva thinks it's Taka only Kiyum Shtaros. And if it's based on the Urzarua, or the Rimigas seems to imply it's associated with his din, and certainly the Shut Rashba's idea, then clearly it's only Kiyum Shtaros. But most of the Achronim and Shulchan Aruch assume it's all the Rabbanans.
But they don't give any other examples.
They don't give any non-controversial examples. All the examples they give, there's something wrong with according to someone. But I'll mention one in a moment. Okay, but it's going to be hard to find examples. That's what's tricky. You'd think it shouldn't be so hard to find examples, but it's hard to find examples because clearly we're dealing with Dini Mamonos here. And in Dini Mamonos, like, there aren't that many things that are Chumers Durabanan. Usually, like, it's a din. Okay, now, let's just point out what the obvious Nafkamina should be. Nafkamina should be what we just had on the board. One, how about a Dayon Karov? Lebali Din, which is the discussion here. How about a Dayan Karov Lebali Din? If we're making the standards of Dayanus, then we should say Kasher, which is what the Shut Rashba says in the Miuchasos. However, if we say that it's just a local specific Kul of Eid Nasa Dayan, or it's a Kul in the standards of Eidos, then why would we make on Dayanus? Yeah, we're making an Eidos a diet, we're making an Eidos, but then clearly it should be puzzle, and then you would either say, which is the Shita of the Shut Rashba, Felix Aleph, and the Rivash, and then you just have to ask, what about by get? Right? Maybe by get it's kosher, Mishumi Guna, or maybe by get it's also puzzle. Right, but they make it more by get, and that we have different opinions about. Maybe they were make it by get, but not in general by Durabon or Kiyum Shtaros, which is the Rashba in one place. I know the Rashba is full of Stiros, and the seemingly Maskana of the Ran Al Harif. Or you would take the Rashba in another place, and the Chidush Ran. Apparently, people were very mitlabed about this. It was very unclear, basically, in Sfarad. There were a lot of different shitas floating around, and no one could clearly make up their mind. And just give me a second. The converse, Nafkamina, is what about Eide Kiyum Krovim Le Bali Din? Right, which is clearly kosher by Pfanei Nechta, Pfanei Nechta. That's very clear. We're very making the stands of Eidos, we should be Guna, because who knows who he's sending with it. It with, and like we're going to be stuck, like it's coming from a dinas dayan with one person. We don't want to have standards with that one person, right? Here, clearly, the kiyum haget, it's kosher, mishumi guna. But how about in other kiyum shtaros? So here we also saw this this machlokus, the rivash, basically, what are you going to say? If you're making the standard of Eidos, then you should say kosher, which is the Chidusha Rashba here, is the one who discussed it. And the Shub Rashba in a few places, the here we say the Rashba, the Chidushim, Uvachilek Aleph, Uvim Yuchasos. But if we're making things Dayanis, we're making Dayanis. We shouldn't be making let the aid be a Karov. And if it's a specific rule of Einas and Dayan, it should be Puzzle. Who says explicitly Puzzle? Explicitly Puzzle is the Shut Rivash. Says explicitly that it is Puzzle. There might be some other Nafkaminas as well to this Chakira. Like, for example, the Orzarua's case. How about Kiyama get Balayla? Right? Sorry, Kiyam Shtar. Balayla, or get for that matter. Right? If it's a Kulam Eid Nasadayan, then it should be Puzzle. Because we're making an Eid Nasadayan, we're not making a nighttime. If the Kulam Eidos, we should be Puzzle. It's Puzzle. We have lower standards of Eidos. That doesn't mean you're allowed to have a court case at night. If it's not really a court case, then maybe we should say Kosher, and that is the Shita of the Urzarua, that's actually what he was talking about. Or another possible nafkamina is what the Rimigash was talking about. Although here, there is a purple. How about Dayone Kiyum Krovim Le'ede Hashtar? Again, not Dayone Kiyum Krovim Le'ede Kiyum. That, everyone says, is kosher, except for the Baal HaMor is mentioned, who thinks there's no cool at all by Drabanans, right? But if the Dayanim for Kiyam are related to the Edim for Kiyam, of course that's kosher. According to everyone but the Baal HaMor, the Dayanim for Kiyam can be the Edim for Kiyam. So they can certainly be related to them. How about if the Dayanim for Kiyam are related to the Edim signed on the Shtar? What would we say in that case? The Dayanim for Kiyam are related to the Edim signed on the Shtar. So, if you would say that it's a Kula in the standards of Eidos, then think about it. We're Mekel on the standards of Eidos for Kiyam. We're not Mekel on the standards of Eidos for who's on the Shtar. The Eidim on the Shtar have to be 100% kosher. Just the Eidim who authenticate the signatures can be substandard. But over here, if the Eidim and the Shtar have to be 100% kosher, then they shouldn't be allowed to be Dayanim. So then we should say Pasul. Because there's no Kula for Eidei Hashtar. The Eidim on the Shtar don't have a lower standard. But if you say that that we're lower the standards of Dayanis, then it would make sense to say, kosher. We lower the standards of Dayanis. The Dayanim can even be Edom. So who cares if they're the Edom of Kiyum or the Edom on the Shtar itself, right? The Dayanim don't have to be such kosher Dayanim. They can even be involved Dayanim and biased Dayanim, etc. This is the Rimigash, the original case. And this is basically why he says this. The Rimigash is the one who says Pasul, and that's his Svara. He says, I'm only Mekel. The Eidei Kiyum can be related at least to the Eidei Shtar, he says. Because that's his Gila Milsa. Dayane Kiyum, that's very serious Dayanus. It can't be Mekel. The same as Dayane Kiyum. They're really being down on something. Interestingly, what if you said it's a specific kula of Eid Nas Sedayin because of Eidus Yachal Hazima? So what would you say? Does the Eidim and the Shtar need to be Yachal Hazima? Interesting question. Not so clear. And that's the Shur Rashba discusses. Maybe yes, because they're real Eidus Daraisa. Or maybe even though they're real Eidus Daraisa, they don't need to be Yachal Hazima. Because it's not really so shy to be Mazim Eidim on a Shtar. Because what are you going to say? The Shtar is dated Chaf Gimel Cheshvan, and you were elsewhere at the time, they'll say, oh yeah, we signed in Chaf Beis Cheshvan, and we just post-dated it. So, here, Yesh L'ayin, Leish L'ayin, Lefi the Rashva, Ha'im Shayach, Hazama B'Shtar. Right? Hazama is not Shayach so much in Kiyam Shtar, how about in the Shtar itself? There it's not so clear, and the Rashva leans towards saying, it could be that you don't need Eidus Yachal Hazima and a Shtar, because a Shtar is not really Shayach to be Mazim. I'll just mention one thing, which is a little more complex, which gets into the question Abe asked me before. And by the way, I think we have some clear drach in here. If you want to know how someone holds, I would say the Shatrash Mechila K is clearly this way. And who holds like this? Shita, that's the Sefer Kula. Shatrash Mechila K, again, the Rashba in every place holds something different. And Lechora, the Rivash fits here. He doesn't say Asvara, right? Lechora, the Rivash. He doesn't say Asvara. But he's not making of the Edom Arkovim. He's not making of the Yonim Arkovim. He's all, the only thing he's making on the whole world is for Eidnas Adayin. Sounds like he thinks it's a Sefer Kula. I don't know for what reason. I would say the Rashba in most places, the Rashba in most places might fit better to Rimigash. I'm not saying necessarily for his Svara. But you would say this is the Rimigash. And this is Lechora, the Rashba, in most places. Why? Because the Rashba in most places, he passels the Dayan to be Karov, but he's Machshir, the, not a Chilakei, but he's Machshir, and he says explicitly, in the Miyuchasos, he has a Havmina say like you wrote a Chilakei, and then reject it. So, don't ask me why he so for himself. He writes in one place, he writes, that was my Havmina in the other place, but I changed my mind. So he attests, basically, to change his mind. He doesn't say, I changed my mind historically, just as I thought this, and then I thought that. Okay, Lechora, the Rashba, in most places, in most of his Sufim, would hold or make on sands of Eidos. That's what our Master and Eidos a Karov, but we're not Master Dayan who's a Karov. That's probably the stand, the Shita of the Rashba, at least in most places. So there you can have some prashitas that we can put our finger on. The last thing I'll just point out is there's a fascinating chok is Bach and Taz in Siman Zayin of Choshen Mishpat. The following case, this is a tricky case. Three guys who were qualified to be on the Beis Din saw Eidos on Shabbos. They saw Eidos on Shabbos. Now, Mida Oraisa, what could they do? They saw Eidos on Shabbos day. At lunch on Shabbos, midar raisa, what could they do? They could say, lo teshmiya gdola meri'iya, because we paskin like Tosos against Rashi. And they could judge based on what they saw, because they saw it during the day when they were functioning as bezdin. However, midar banan, not a lot of bezdin on Shabbos, right? Din is usher on Shabbos. Midar banan, they're not a bezdin. So if they saw it when they weren't a bezdin, so they're mir'edin. So they have to get up and be meyed. The question came up, when these Dayanim get up Sunday morning to be Mayid, can they also be the Dayanim? Can you say Eid Nasa Dayan? Can you say Eid Nasa Dayan if they saw someone damage someone, you know, like Nezek or whatever the case may be, on Shabbos? On the one hand, says the Taz, or, yeah, let's start with the Taz, even though that's anachronistic, says the Taz, it's Drabanan, right? It's only Midrabanan that you need Eidos. Mida Oraisa, they could judge without Eidos, because they saw it at a time they were Bezdin. So only Midrabanan they need Eidos. Since they only need Eidos Midrabanan, Eidos not Sadayim. On the other hand, the Bach says, he says, no. They're arguing about regular dinim. They're discussing regular dinim amanas. The topic is the Oraisa. Some technical Shabbos aspect of Midrabanan. It's not like Kiyum Shtaros. Like, this is really a Oraisa Dikinyan. I don't remember what the case was or if they said what the case was. Let's say they saw someone do Nezek of 1,000 shekels to someone on Shabbos. Right? I ripped your shirt. Say it was by accident. Oh. That's to be complicated on Shabbos. Kimli Bravmine, right? Without getting into the sugyas. I owe you $1,000 from Shabbos, whatever the case may be. Or it can be less than $1,000, I don't know. I ran out of food on Shabbos, so I came, I took from your store, and now I have to pay you back after Shabbos. Okay. A fascinating machlokas. It could just be a very technical machlokas. When we're making drabanans, clearly they assume we're making all drabanans, even though they have to come with a weird categorical case. If we're making drabanans, we're only making the topic is drabanan, like Kiyum Shtaros, or even if the technical procedures of Bezdin are only drabanan, because midaraisa, they don't need Eidos because they saw it on during the daytime. However, you could look at it also from the perspective of archive here if you wish. Let's just see if we can stick it in someplace using another color. Maybe you could say, number five, this fascinating question. Gimel Shara'u Maisa B'Shabbos Uba'in L'Ha'id
a love. Behold, ha'im nasim dayan.
Right? These three people, midaraisa, they don't need to be made. They can judge without aegis. Because they saw it when they were abezdin. But midrabbanan, they saw it when they weren't abezdin. Midrabbanan, Shabbos like nighttime. The Ksos wants to be a proof how we pass it. What?
It's just not allowed to be done. But it happened.
Aha. So that's interesting. You could take that approach. But Lemaisa, neither the Taz nor the Bach assume that way. So I hear your time. I have to think about it. Anyway, Lemaisa, it's interesting. What might I say about this case? I might say, let's think about this. When they get up on Sunday, they need a dayan midaraisa. Midaraisa, you can't pass in this case without a dayan. Right? You're making someone pay the 100 shekel. Midaraisa, you need a dayan. Midaraisa, you don't need an aid. The aid, you only need midrabbanan because of the Isra Dayan on Shabbos. Right? Think about it. Sunday morning, midaraisa, you can't make the guy pay 100 shekel without three dayanim. But midaraisa, you can make him pay 100 without aidim. Because the dayanim saw it on Shabbos, and that's good enough. Only midrabbanan, you need aidim. So you might say this is holiness hakira. If it's a cool on the standards of aidos, then maybe you'd say, maybe you could say, the nasim dayanim, which is the shita of the Taz, kevan de lo shrifim eidos minatora. Minatora, you don't need eidos. Minatora, they can pass the mitzvah next one Shabbos. Only drabbanan they need eidos. They only need eidos, we drabbanan, then we have lower standards, and therefore eid nasidayan. Or you might say, no, if it's a kulin dayanas, then maybe we would say, the einas in dayanim. We're not mako, which is the sheet of the Bach. Kevan did tzrichim dayanim min ha-Torah, right? The Rambam says, when we mako, if we don't need eidim in ha-Torah, we don't need dayanim in ha-Torah. Here you need dayanim from the Torah. Can't make someone pay money without a dayan, but you don't need eidim min ha-Torah. So it could be, if it's a kulin eidos, then we'll say since you don't need eidim in a Torah, the kula applies. If it's a kulin dayanos, maybe we'll say since you need dayanim in a Torah, the kula does not apply. Okay, there's many other ways you can analyze this, machlokas Bach and Taz. You could say what Joel said, which is not really the language they're speaking. You could say they're really just stam argument how they're metakin the kula. When the specific case ends up being a drabanan, or when the topic under discussion is Rabbanan, like Yom Shtaros, or there are other ways to analyze it, but it could be that there'd be an interesting case. What if you need a dayim in a Torah, but you don't need an aid in a Torah? Which, unlike Yom Shtaros, where you don't need anything in a Torah, would you apply the kula or not? It might depend if the locus of the kula is dayanus or aidus. Okay, so yes.
When they're being done the next day, don't they need aidus doraisa now? Because that is now we explain the Gemara by Rahu. By Kiddush HaChodesh, that's
they saw it at night, and at night they're midoraisa, not dayanim.
Oh, so it's not the way that I forgot if the Rashbam or Tosfos explains that when they're doing it the next day they need to have eidos.
Yes, because dayanim never saw anything, so how do they know anything without eidos? Because they saw it at night when they weren't dayanim in a Torah. But over here, the dayanim know without eidos.
It happened yesterday.
What?
It's not because it happened yesterday.
No, it happened at night. If it happened yesterday during the day, it would be fine.
Oh, so you don't need eidos if you just start.
If dayanim saw something Sunday during the day, they could judge Monday during the day without eidos.
Wow.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, so here we have a chakira. What's the nature of this kula? You know, is it?
When they see the molad, they have to see the molad at night.
Hmm?
When the whole test.
The new moon, you mean?
Yeah, when they see the new
they
moon.
They don't have to see the new moon at night.
How can you see the new moon? Why do you see the moon during the day?
Right at the right before sunset. Technically, if I'm remembering my astronomy correctly, I believe that technically, at the actual moment of the what is it called when the new moon, when it's completely invisible, is that the epigee or something? There's all these words that I forget. Okay, technically, at the moment of the disappearing moon, the moon rises in the morning and sets in the evening, and then as you go from the new moon to the full moon, the moon starts rising a little later in the morning and setting a little later in the evening till the full moon it's rising during the day and setting at night, till the full moon it rises in the evening and stays up all night, and then as the moon wanes, right, it rises at night and sets during the day, something like that. Someone told me if I'm wrong, someone knows more astronomy than me here. Okay? Someone should know more astronomy than me. Anyway, the kids, what I'm trying to say is that at the moment of the new moon, the moon actually is risen during the day and is set at night. Now, you can't see it, but what does risen mean? We're facing the moon during the day and not at night. So therefore, if you're going to see the new moon, it's actually decent odds you'll see it during the day. Ah, how can you see it during the day? It's too bright outside. No, you see it at the end of the day when it's getting very dark and the sun is setting. So that's actually a very shliach thing. And that's the example in the Mishnah. They saw the new moon and didn't have a chance to say Mekodesh, Mekodesh. That's not a theoretical thing like these Mechoris. What if an animal came out of one womb and went into the next womb, etc. No, that's like Maisim Chol Yom. I'm pretty sure that the best time to see the new moon is at the very end of the day. Because all night it's not going to be up, Bichlal. All night it's not up. At basically, by the time you see you wanted to pre Rosh Chodesh, the moon pretty much, you know, rises a little after sunrise and sets a little after sunset. So if you're going to see it, it's going to be right before sunset or right after sunset. By the time, you know, by dinner time, there's no moon to see at that part of the month. That's why it always works out that on Matzei Shabbos, and then as you go on, it just begins, you know, goes 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., till at the full moon, it's like 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. That's why, since we always say Kiddush Levana in the first half of the month, on Matzei Shabbos, the moon's always up, because, okay. Anyway, learn, just Google astronomy and learn. Okay, weiter. Okay, this is, I think, all I have to say about Eid Nasadayin. And I think it's, you know, there's a lot of lumdas here with tremendous nafkaminas. Do we extrapolate other kulas from Eid Nasadayin Drabanan, or do we not? By getting, we know we have many kulas, Mishamiguna. That's Gimelo and Aleph. Mishamiguna, they're making Eid Echad. But do we extrapolate kulas in regular Kiyum Shtaros? That depends what the nature of this first original kula is in the first place. Okay, now I think we're ready to go on in the Gemara. Someone will have to take a picture of the board. And we'll leave it at that. Going on in the Gemara. Where are we? Here we are. Third class skinny line. Mahedya boy lasuya geta. He wanted to bring a get from Chutzlaretz. Also the commentary Achad Muna geta. He went in front of Rabbi Achad in charge of getting. We see that, right? Even in the days of Chazal, they had Mesadre Gittin, right? You didn't just write a get without any direction. There was someone who was at least in charge of supervising Gittin in general. As Rashi points out, you need to have someone you're there to get in the tradition. He said, yes, how much do I have to see b'fanei nichtav? How much has to be nichtav b'fanei? So he says, every single letter has to be nichtav b'fanei. If you miss one letter, then you can't say b'fanei nichtav, b'fanei nichtav. Also, the commentary of Ami Rav Asi, Ami Lalotzrichas, not true at all. Rabbi Achi, apparently he was appointed, but that doesn't mean that he knew which sheets of Paskin life. He knew something, but he didn't know this halacha. He tamei yavad b'chomrein. If you'll say, I know I don't need to, but I'll be machmer anyway. No, you're not allowed to be machmer anyway. Nimsa the motzi lazam get rishonim, because then you are causing people to doubt the kashrus of the earlier getting, and that is a terrible thing to do. Okay, we'll come back to that. So you don't have to see every osvos. How much do you have to see? They didn't say explicitly. Clearly not the whole thing. Rabba Rachana asa icy geta, palgi ichtav kame, palgi luchtav kame. Rabba Rachana brought a get, that part was written in front of it, part he saw part of it written, not the other part. Asa lukame brought a yalazar, amalei afilu kazvel shida achav l'shma shov einot tzarev. As long as there's one line l'shma, that's good enough. So now we see, perhaps, right? This is the first shita within Rav Ami and Rav Asi. If you don't need every letter, how much do you need? Shita achas l'shma. But Rav Asi is more makel than that. Afilu kan kul musa vekan megilta. No, even kan kul musa and kan megilta, you don't even need to see any letters written l'shma. Even kan kul musa and kan megilta is good enough. Okay, what exactly is Kan Kulmusa and Kan Begilta? Rashi here brings two pirushim, right? Rashi's first pirush is cutting the kulmus and the, you know, cutting the kulmus, I guess the equivalent of the modern day, not so modern. When we were kids, sharpening the pencils. I don't know if people sharpen pencils anymore. But that's sharpening the pencil. It's literally, I assume what it means here is that they would sharpen the quill every time they're ready to write again, because I guess we're down at a certain point, so you have to keep sharpening your quill. And clearly you had to cut the Megillah, the paper, right? You had to cut the piece of paper to the right size. So even if all you did was you saw them preparing the materials, that's good enough. Second, the Rabbi Hananel is quoted.
Rashi says he's heard, not he saw.
He heard. Sorry, I apologize. He heard them doing it l'shma. It might sound okay. He heard them then cutting it l'shma. That is good enough. Or the Rosh says maybe even just taking the Rabbi Hananel quote that goes Ashiri, maybe even taking pre-prepared Komos and Megillah l'shma is good enough. Rashi's second shot, which is the more popular mainstream majority shot in the Rishonim, is he heard the writing, meaning he heard the Komos going over the Megillah, meaning the cloth, writing l'shma, and that's good enough. So you don't even have to see it; it's enough to hear it. Tani quasid Rav Ashi, maybe given dinas yom afilu hu bevayis sofer aliyah hu baliyim sofer bevayis afilu nechli also call yom kulo kosher. Even if you're on one floor and the sofa is on the other floor, or going in and out, it's kosher. Who by sofa li halu kachazilei? Have to be on a different floor. You can't see him. El alav going to show a kalkulos of a kan megilta. That proves hearing is good enough because you can hear from the other floor, even though you can't see. Okay, then they just add one thing. Amar marfil and nichlas viotze kolu hayom kulo kosher man ilay mashliyah hashu by sofa li halu kachazilei amar kosher nichlas viotze mivaya. Even if he's going in and out to the room where the sofa is, what do you mean? Even if he's never in the room where the sofer is, it's good enough. Even if he stays in the bias, why do you have to say if he goes to the aliyah once in a while, it's kosher? Pashut. If he doesn't have to be in the room at all. So, no chiddush that if he goes to the room sometimes, okay. Ella sofer. No, it's the sofer went in and out. Shita, Mishan, Nechli, who cares if the sofer went in and out? If I'm near him, who cares if he took a bathroom break? No, chiddush is, lo tzricha nof l'kshuka v'asa. He went out to the shuk and came back. He didn't take a bathroom break. He went out to the shuk. What's the chiddush? Ran out to the shuk. You might think someone else found him in the shuk and asked him to write a get for the other guy. Then he was writing it for someone else. Kamashlan, even though that's possible, it's a far out scenario. He's in the middle of writing a get, and all of a sudden he goes to the shuk, and someone else finds him and tells him to write a similar get. Possible, but highly unlikely. And therefore, we don't worry about it. Okay, so a few things here. First of all, why is it okay if you see Shita Achat L'shma? And here's the more difficult question. The Gemara Das Tefvav restricts it. What's the restriction of the Gemara Das Tefvav? Because the Mishnah Tefvav says, the important line for us, B'fonei nichtav chetzio b'fonei nichtav kulo pasul. The guy says, I saw half of it being written, but I saw all the signatures, it's pasul. That's exactly Shita Achat L'shma. He saw half of it being written. So, it's not our question. The Gemara is the question of this. But how could you say half were written is possible? Didn't Rabbi Lozer say then even Shita Achat L'shma is good enough? Amar Rashi chetzio achron. No, there's a difference in the first half and the second half. Rabbi Lozer says Shita Achat L'shma is good enough. He meant the first half. When the Mishnah said half part, when Rabbi Lozer said seeing part of it is good enough, that's the first half. When the Mishnah said seeing part of it is not good enough, that's the second half. Okay, so now we have to figure out why Shita Achas is good enough, specifically only in the first half. Why does it have to be the first half? If it wasn't the first half, you would say, okay, you just have to see something. But no, you have to see specifically the first half. Why is the first half any better than the second half? So what are the two opinions about this? Why is the first half better than the second half? What's the Svara of Rabbi Elazar? Why is the first half good enough? So one shot is Ikar Aget. Who says Ikar Aget? Tosfos where? Right, not Tosfos here. Right? Tosfos Daf Gimel. Who said it before Tosfos? Rashi. Rashi and Daf Tesvav. Rashi says, what's special about the first half? The first half is Shebashim Ha'ish Ve'isha Bazman. It has the Ish and the Isha and the Zman. Right? The first half has the important parts. The first line has the important parts. Now, this is assuming you could squeeze a lot into one line, right? The name of the ish, the name of the isha, and the zman. When we write gittin, we don't get all that into one line. Okay, well, maybe they wrote gittin. I don't know. Maybe they use very long and short pieces of paper, and they got a lot into one line. But it's definitely true that the beginning, right, maybe you never saw it yet. But remember, the ksuba, how does ksuba start? The zman, the ish, and the isha, right? Be chamishi b'shabes, the chamishi b'shabes shlosha v'esrim yom lechodesh cheshvan shnas chameshis alafim shvami yosu shmonin l'minyan shanamonin po yushalayim rakodesh tibanem zikonin ech she hachasan ploni ben ploni amr la l'hadim sulta plonis. Right? We always start with the Zman and the Ish and the Isha. Obviously, in the Get, the Lush is a little different, but it's pretty much the same. That's also what Tosos says on Daf Gimlam and Aleph. Says Tosos on Daf Gimlam and Aleph. Tosos says, the Bechetcha Rishon is for Shema Ishra Ishva Zman Shu Iker HaGet. It's the Iker HaGet. The Iker HaGet is the Shita Rishona. The rest is the fine print. What does it say in the rest? There's a lot of fine print in Gittin. He says that you'll be divorced. That's not enough. And you'll be allowed to marry whomever you want. We know that if you're divorced, you're allowed to marry whoever you want. That's the point of getting, or at least one of the main point of getting divorced. Okay, and right, and no one will stop you. We know that no one will stop you. It means forever. We know when you're divorced, it's forever. I mean, unless you get remarried, but the divorce is forever. Like, there's a lot of fine print in the end. But the first line is, so what is Shita Achas? Why is Shita Achas, which equals Chetzio Rishon, why is that good enough? So one shot is Rashi on Daf Tesvavim Aleph and Tosfos on Daf Gimlam Aleph. They say that is the Iker HaGet, and that is also the Shita of the Rishonei Sfarad, Beit Midrash Ramban, etc. Right? They all take this approach, right? What do I mean? The Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ramban, the Chuli, all take that approach. It's the Iker HaGet.
Why? Isn't it strange that Zman, which is with the Rabbanon, is called Iker HaGet? I know that just looks so right.
That is a great question. That is Taka, a good question, and I really don't know the answer to it offhand, but on the other hand, one thing I'll point out. Hakosik Tosik Gittin, according to the Tanakhama, Daf Chafav and Alf of the Mishnah, which none of you should have passed in like except the Rambam, although the Rambam was very important. Tzar Shianiach Mokom Isha Umakom Isha Mokom Hazman. It says here that you can write the whole Gittin in advance of the Lashma, but you have to leave the name of the man, the name of the woman, Hazman, and write that Lashma. So somehow it does seem that the Zman has some importance, even though it's Rabbanan, but you're right, I have to think about it more.
I mean, I think I answered another question. I think we have to have a different shot in Iker HaGet. I mean, obviously, any get that wouldn't say Harayat Muburesh, and then there was some equivalent to that, that's not going to be a get. It's just not a get. But the when it means Iker HaGet, is the area that you can be the Iker Takala, not the Shema, is in the same way you should.
Okay, so let me come back then in a second.
I think more of the
Okay, I'll let me come back then in a moment. Okay. Now, but what is Tosfos to say here? What is Tosfos to say here, Daf Yam and Beis? He says, why is the Chetzio Rishon special? One answer is because the Iker HaGet. And then what is the assumption? You have to make an assumption, right? What's the assumption? Assumes that first line has, anyone know what the halachic phrase for like the ikar content of the get as opposed to the standard form five print? Torif, right? Torif versus tofes. Tofes is the same as tofes that we use in modern Hebrew, right? What does it mean when you get a tofes? It means it has all the like standard stuff filled out, but none of the specific information that's actually substantive. Right, that's the tofes. The toref is the ikker. Toref is milosho ikker. We even say that sometimes in halachic writing, like in Shelos Tshuvos, they'll say, and this is toref devarav. This is like the ikker of what he said. Right? The has the toref, so let's call it the toref. OK, Okay, let's make an assumption that the whole Torah fits on one line. Why? Because in Daf Tezvav and Alf says the first half, but we know that they're quoting Rabbi Lazar here, who says one line. So it must be one line has all Torah. Okay, and nowadays we don't squeeze so much onto one line, but the Seder. But the other option,
so what's special about the first line? The first, this is what Tosfos says. Tosfos says that exactly. I mean, we have a rule all over Shas. What's a rule we have all over Shas about Kavana? That? Kalos al das rishona huosa. Whatever you do, you're continuing your original lishma. For example, meisim b'chol yom. Right, if I tie tzitzis or whatever, I say lishma at the beginning. I don't say lishma every second. I'm continuing my original lishma. The Gemara in Zvachim has this assumption that if I start doing something lishma, you know, I'm continuing to do it lishma. Okay, sometimes you do certain chumras. You know, every time the sofer writes a shem Hashem in the Torah, requiring him to have a new lishma, that's a chumra. We assume it's a fair assumption. If you start doing something with a certain kavana, you're continuing to do it with that kavana until proven otherwise. So says Tosfos, basically, you know, he doesn't use the lashon of this shas klal, but mistama simo lishma. But I'll use the lashon of the klal, right? That I'll use mistama. Oh, let's write better. In hischel lishma, mistama simo lishma. If he started lishma, mistami finished lishma. That's why the second half's not good enough. If I see he wrote the second half lishma, I don't know that he wrote the first half lishma. You can't say if I saw what he did at the end, I know what he did at the beginning. No, maybe he changed his mind. But if I saw what he did at the beginning, like maybe only in the middle, he's like, oh, the guy's here, he's going to want me to do it lishma. Okay, let me start lishma. You know, but if he started lishma, why would he change in the middle? We're not worried about a weird case of going to the shuk and changing his mind about what the get's for. Come on, that's unlikely. Kalos al das rishonu oseh. That is a very valid shot. That's what Tosfos says in the Pei of Beis. The Meiri, interestingly, combines both of them. He says the first line has the Ikar get, and if you wrote the Ikar get l'shma, mistama, you finished it l'shma. He apparently is not confident enough to just start l'shma. So the Meiri combines both of them. We're not going to get into 1 + 2, the Meiri right now. He says, in Kasav, Iker haget lishma, mistama siyamo lishma. Okay, exactly what he means here. Is he just a funny psychological observation that he only is sure that you finish lishma if you started the iker lishma, not if you started stam? Or is it his indirect way of saying a very fancy tzvedinim that for the iker get you need lishma that minute? But for the rest of the get, it's enough that you're working off your pre-existing lishma is not our discussion right now. Now, we just have to give one, obviously, what's wrong with the board at this point. I mean, maybe the answer is so pashut. You're right, the answer is so pashut. But what's wrong with the board at this point? Tosfos is on both sides of the machlokas, right? Seems a little funny. Like, he's mamish the champion. Now, he's the only one who says the reason why one line is good enough, dafk at the beginning, is because if you start lishma, you finish lishma. Everyone else in the world said it's because of the ikar get. You know, it just happened to be the ikar is at the beginning. If the ikar had been at the end, it would have been at the end. It happened to be the ikar is at the beginning, because that's the way we write shtaris, if you ever listen in any chasana. Why is Tosfos so sure himself? It's not really such a hard question. Why is Tosfos so sure himself? What?
Too bad, Tosfos.
You could say that, but if there weren't a more obvious answer. But Tosfos Gimel and Aleph, we just pointed out, is Aliba de who? Tosfos Daf Gimel and Aleph is Aliba de? You tell me. Meaning, there's no Chachma here. Look at the Lashon. Asi Lachlufe Bikim Sharz Bi'alma. Who says the reason you need to say the ksiva is because you're afraid of ichlufi b'kiyam shtaros? Rava. Rava is the one who says l'shma. So Tosfos Gimel Aleph is clearly according to Rava. Tosfos Daf Hei Amud Beis, when he says mistama siyamo l'shma and is worried about l'shma, is clearly Aliba de Rava. Why does he think Hei Amud Beis is Aliba de Rava? Because Rabbi Elazar uses the word l'shma. Right? So he says Rabbi Elazar uses the word l'shma, he must be a Rabbanik. And Daf Gimel Aleph, he was saying, and what if you're Rava? So, It's really not a steer in Tosos. Tosos just says, Tosos says, it makes a lot of sense. If you hold like Rava, the issue is Lashma. If the issue is Lashma, then it's shmeezy to figure out why the front line at the beginning is more important than the end. Because for Lashma, whatever you think at the beginning, you keep thinking. So this is Tosfos. Aliva de Rava, and he's assuming that Rabbi Eliezer, whoever it was, Elazar, Rabbi Elazar, right, the Amor Rabbi Elazar, he's assuming that Rabbi Elazar Savar Kirava. Why do you think Rabbi Elazar holds like Rava? Because he said the word Lashma. That's if it's Lashma, then however you start, you finish. But according to Rava, it's not for Lashma. It's for Asiel Chalufi Vikim Shtaris Bialma. So according to Rava, why is the beginning any different than the end? If you need to say it was nichta b'fanecha to not confuse the Kim Shtaros, what's the difference between the beginning and the end? It's not about Lashma, just about not confusing. So this way he says, in order to not confuse, you have to say it was written. To say it was written, the Iker has to be written, because we always go by the Iker. So there's no steer in Tosos. Tosos just thinks that everyone agrees to the difference between the first line and the last line, because that's a Gemara which interprets the Mishnah that way, and Daf Tesvav. Everyone agrees that there's a difference between the Chetzio Rishon and the Chetzio Achron, just for two different reasons. Rava thinks Lashma says if you started Lashma, we know you finished Lashma. If you did the second half Lashma when I came in, I don't know what you did before I came in. While Rava says I don't care about Lashma, I just care about saying something to avoid a chlufe, but something has to be an ik or something, not a tuffel something. All you have to do is be able to say I saw the get written. But you can't say you saw the get written if you saw the unimportant part, only if you saw the important part, because everything goes by the ikker. Okay, very posh.
Could you suggest this is actually like an area since he quotes both?
I don't think so, because he sort of quotes both of them in a way that doesn't seem to give room for the other. And also because I think it's posh enough that one is fucking Rava. One is specifically explaining Rava. Daf Gimelav specifically explaining Rava. What does that mean? Oh, I'm saying Daf Hamid Beis, I got to work for Rava. But how about for Rava, who I didn't worry about in the payment base because it used the word Lashma? Okay, so that is pretty pasha. Now we get to the famous Machlokes, World War III, between the Raivid and pretty much everyone else in the world. What's the Machlokes between the Raivid and everyone else in the world? Whether we pass them like Rava or like Rava. I think most of us have the same intuition as the Rif. The Rif says the Sugyas like Rava. What do you mean the sugya is like Rava? Rava was so dachuk. Rava had to start saying chazru v'lamdu and gzeira shemiyatzer davar l'kilkula and all these crazy things. Come on, the Mishnah was kind of chosmav, etc. You know, all the Mishnayos really work much, much better for Rava and the simple level. And Rava had shinui d'chiki. All the Rishonim passed like Rava for that and a million other technical reasons, except for the Raivid. The Raivid passed like Rava, except for the Raivid. What's the Raivid? The big Raivid passing like Rava? His biggest Raivid passing like Rava is our sugya. Our sugya is clearly concerned about Lishma, and our sugya is talking, is not a theoretical discussion of, well, how do you answer this kasha and how do you answer that kasha? It's very practical, like stories that actually happened that people were passing Lamaisa, right? So therefore, our sugya is going to be more authoritative than other sugyas, because it's not a theoretical discussion. It's halacha l'maisa, theoretical discussion. They were discussing the other shita. Here it's halacha l'maisa, and our sugya has Rav Ashi, right? Who's a basra, even though, you know, maybe Rav Ashi is not, you know, directly implying who he holds like. Okay, so what are the raya's rayas from our sugya? So number one, you could say, what are the rayas from our sugya? So, says the Raivid, our sugya holds like Rava. Okay, so someone there showed us, how about the beginning? How about, who did Barhead you go in front of? Rav Achi de Mimuna Gita. He says you have to see every letter. Why do you have to see every letter written? That makes sense if it's because of Lashma, because every letter has to be written Lashma. But that's not such a strong proof, because for Rava, let's keep in mind why you need to see the Lashma. Sorry, why you need to find Nechta, right? Background. Why the fun of Nechtav? Make sure we know the Pasha facts.
According to Rava, it's for Lishma. According to Rava, it's because of Asi Le'echlufe. Right? You need to say Fanei Nechtam so you don't mix up the Fanei Nechtam, confuse it with regular Kim Shtaros. So, at first, Rav Achi says you have to see every letter. That could work either way. You could say, because every letter needs to be Lishma. According to the Psak of the Gemara later on in Chavav about writing Gittin, and most Rishonim, every letter needs to be written Lishma or else it's puzzle. Okay, so you need to see every letter. And that also works fine for Rava, though. It's just Asi L'chlufe. You just have to say it for us. It's just a technical thing. Okay, but technically, B'fanei Nechtav, when I say B'fanei Nechtav, what does it technically sound like I mean? All of it, no? If I say, I saw him write the get, it sounds like I saw him write the whole get. Otherwise, I would say, I saw him write part of the get. So, the Rav Achi really works either way. He could say you need every letter, because every letter needs Lishma, or else it's puzzle, or you need every letter, just because technically, they're metak, and you need to say something, and saying something means saying it all the way. Oh, yeah, that doesn't bother me so much.
It has to be true.
It has to be true, exactly. So, if we... And what about the other Rishonim? What are the other Rishonim? Shar Rishonim say, nope. We paskin like Rava, meaning even Arasunda. So, in terms of... This is not such a big deal. What?
The way that Rava was originally presented, it was presented with Fisha Ein Edim Mitzuyim Lekaimo. And now this seems to be a little bit different.
No, the funny Nechtam is because Ein Edim Mitzuyim Lekaimo for Kim Shtaris. But why also have the funny Nechtav? Right? If you ask why, the funny, you know, notice they're not really discussing Chasimos here, right? Fine. From Bretzi, I'm not going to the word. Why do you need Fanei Nechtam? Rava says for Lishma, and Rava says because Ein Edim Mitzuyim Lekaimo. But why do you need Nechtam? Here we're talking about Ksiva. That's only for us of the Chalufi. So here, this one is not so hard. If we talk about, you know, Rav Achi Hamimune Al Yitin, and this would fall for Rava, this is Nicha, because every letter needs Lishma. And this is also Nicha. That's the Rit from the Rambam, everyone point out. This is also Nicha, because he needs to, because technically he needs to say B'fanai Nechtav. And B'fanai Nechtav means all of it. When I say something, I mean all of it. I'm on a witness stand, and I say I saw, you know, the, I don't know, what does a witness stand say? I don't even know what you saw. I saw the discussion. That means I saw the whole discussion. Now I saw half the discussion, then I left. That's called the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Okay, B'fanei Nechtav. Umashmaos hadvarim. Umashmaos hamilim. He... Nechtav kulo. Right, stop. I said funny nechtav, it needs to be all of it. That's not so hard. The question is, what do we do with Rabbi Lazar? That's what gets hard.
Yeah.
What about Rabbi Lazar? Rabbi Lazar says one shita. But what's the difficult part of Rabbi Lazar? He adds one line, shita achas, lishma. That's the big raya. He says, shita achas, lishma. He says Lishma. Clearly, he's concerned about Lishma. This is a raya that you need Lishma. He says the word Lishma. If he had said one line, I could say one line. Okay. But why does he say the word Lishma? That's what bothers all of the Rishonim. And the Rashba, actually, at one point, quotes Rabbeinu. I don't know who Rabbeinu is. It doesn't seem to be the Rabban, because I didn't see it in the Ramban, and earlier said the Ramban. Maybe it was a different Rebbe of his, I'm not sure. The Rashba of Bishim Rabbeinu goes so far as to say, the Rashba Bishim Rabbeinu says that Ein Chanami,
Rabbi Lazar Savar Karaba. Aval. Well, kind of like Kavase. You're right. Rabbi Lazar said the Shema he held like Rabba. Taka Rabbi Lazar held like Rabba. But we don't hold like Rabba. Not to worry. After all, we hold like Rashi, not Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar's one opinion. It's not Maskan of our Sugya. Rabbi Lazar held like Rabba, but we don't hold like Rabba. Okay, I mean, I admit, Rabbi Lazar's a riot of the Raivid, but not from Pesach Halacha, because who says we pass like Rabbi Lazar? However, most Rishonim...
Wait, didn't Rashi pass like Rabbi Lazar in Gittin?
No, that's a Tana Rabbi Lazar. Here I'm talking about the Amora Rabbi Lazar. That's Rabbi Lazar. This is also Rabbi Elazar. Yes, that's Rabbi Elazar Ben. Who is the Tana Rabbi Elazar? Ben Arach?
No.
What? Ben Horkinus. That was Rabbi Elazar Ben Horkinus. Was it? No, I'm not sure. What?
He's not Rabbi Elazar Ben Shmuel.
Okay, that was the Tana Rabbi Elazar. This is the Amora Rabbi Elazar, who is a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. How else do we answer this? If we really hold that, the reason is because of Kiyum. That's why Nichasimo is Bifanei Nechtam. And you're only Nechtav because of Asi L'chufei. Then why does Rabbi Lazar say you need one line L'shma? So, what are you going to answer?
You can say Bifanei Nechtav L'shma if it isn't.
You don't have to say, you just say Fanei Nechtav. You don't say
Fanei
Nechtav. So that's what the Ramban thinks at first, and that's actually what the Meiri says. Right, this is the Shita of the Meiri, and the Ramban, thinks this at first, although then he goes on and says, I have a better shot. They say that, no. When you say the word Fanei Nechtav, it means Nechtav Kedin. It's not called Nechtav, it was written Shalom Kedin. It's only called Nechtav if it was written Kedin. For example, if I saw a guy write the Shtar, write the Get, I'd be lying if I said Befanei Nechtav. Because when I say Befanei Nechtav, I'm implying Nechtav Bekashrus. Okay, therefore, they say, no, technically, he has to say, it's only because of Asi Lechlufin. But technically, he has to say Befanei Nechtav, and that means Nechtav Kedin. Therefore, he has to see that it's Lishma in order to be able to testify Befanei Nechtav. Not that it's because of Lishma, it's because of Asi Lechlufei. But in order to be Yotze Asi Lechlufei, you have to say that it was written Lishma. The Ramban actually has two formulations, either just technically, they were talking, you have to say this, and it means kedin, or really, if you don't say l'shma, it's too close to kiyum shtaros. Because you're just saying funny nechtam, it still sounds more like kiyum shtaros. Once you're testifying it's l'shma, then already that's very different from kiyum shtaros, because shtaros are, don't need to be l'shma, only get needs to be l'shma. Okay, but that's what he says. Basically he's saying that even Rava requires edus on l'shma. Why? Because technically, that's how to avoid a flufe. Right, that's the big chiddush. The chiddush is, even Rava requires Eidos Shenechtav Lishma. Rava doesn't care about Lishma. He doesn't care about Lishma. He only cares about Einim Suni L'Kaimo. And the only reason he needs to testify in the Ksiva is Asi L'Chlufe. But in order to be Mekayim, the Asi L'Chlufe, you need to testify that it was Nechtav L'Shma. Okay, big Chiddush. The Ramban says it first and then changes his mind. The Meiri sticks with it.
Why only Shita Achas?
Why only Shita Achas? So here, you could say, what is the Svara? Why Shita Achas? Either Mistava Simo Lishma, like Tosso says, right? Why only Shita Achas? You say Lishma. But if he started Lishma, you know he finished Lishma. That's good enough. Or only Toref needs Lishma. Here, this Takamach Lokas, we've shown him how we paskin. If we assume our Gemara is going in front of Pesach, only the Toref needs Lishma midoraisa. According to the Rambam, even Rabbanan only Torf needs Lishma. or that only Torf needs Lashma, or only Toref needs Lashma min HaTorah. Okay, and it's enough to just be guilty of the Doraisa. You know, to have Eidus that's kosher mi Doraisa. That's all they were worried about. They were only worried about. So either one line is enough because it's the Iker. Basically, the same two pshat we had there. Either because it's the Iker, and only the Iker needs Lashma mi Doraisa, and we're only makin on the Doraisa, goes around the Doraisa, or it's the Iker, and only the Iker needs Lashma. That's the machlokes between other, the Tanakhan and Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah, and the Rambam and the other Rishonim. Or, because of some Sima Lashma, then you have the same Svara. No problem. However, most of the Rishonim say, nope, Rava doesn't need Lashma, and Rabbi Elazar doesn't need Lashma. It's not about, well, it's not about Lashma. It's not about Lashma Bichlal. What do most of the Rishonim say? Like, for example, the Ramban and the Ran and the Ritva. And the Ran, they say he doesn't mean you need to see one line Lashma. So I say Shita Achas Lashma. What do they say he means? He says you need to see the Ikra get. For Asi Lechlufe, you need to see the Ikra get. He says, what do they say? Technically, you need to see Sivas Ikra haget. Oh, how do we know what's the Ikra get? How do we know which part of the get is Ikra? How can you prove which part of the get is Ikra? Maybe I think the Ikra, the of the get is ve'ishlo yimcha biyadech miyom adnan ulalam. How do we know what the ikra get? Maybe I think the ikra is dengi havi lichi minoi gerish shavukin get beturin vi gerish shavukin v'chulim v'chulim. How do I know what the ikra get? The part that has to be l'shma midoraisa, at least. I mean, the part that has to be l'shma, what's called Torah. According to the Rambam, that's the only part that needs to be the Shema. According to the other Rishonim, everything needs to be the Shema. But that's the only part that needs to be the Shema midoraisa. And that's what he means. He didn't mean you have to see it written the Shema. You have to see the line that's written the Shema. Right? Technically. And the line that needs the Shema min HaTorah is obviously the Iker. And so it didn't mean you have to see one line written Lishma. You have to see the line that has the Lishma. You don't have to see that it's written Lishma. You just have to see the line that we identify by calling it Lishma.
You mean difference of hearing the Sofer if he says it or the words?
Meaning, you don't have to see what they're saying. That we pass like Rava. You have to see him write this line. You don't have to see that he writes it Lishma. You just have to see him write it. You don't care if he writes Lishma or not. What do you mean you don't care? Stam Sefer Didani, Migor Kamiri, and Ruba the Inchi, etc. You rely on the Rove and the Stam Sefer Didani that he wrote Lashma. You don't have to see him write Lashma. You have to see the line that gets written Lashma. But you don't have to see that it's Lashma. Meaning, Afilu Ra'a Rak Hashita She Sarech Siva Lishma. But you don't have to see that it's Lishma. That's just a way to identify the line. How do we know which line? He could have said Afila Ra'a Torif. Instead he said, Shita Achaz Lishma, the Lishma line, but you don't have to know that it was written Lishma. That's just our way of identifying the line. You don't have to know it's written Lishma. We're just saying, which line do you have to see? The Iker line. Why the Iker? Because we have a machlokes between this pshat and based on a machlokes of Achi and Rabbi Elazar is a machlokes in words. When someone says I saw Maisa X, do they mean I saw the entire Maisa X or the Iker of Maisa X? That's a valid question. I saw the whole thing or I saw the Iker. I saw him eat breakfast. Did I see him eat every single morsel or did I see him eat the main part of breakfast? But it could be he copped a few crumbs after I left or took a spoonful before I came. Rav Achi says, b'fanei niftav technically means the whole thing. Rav Elazar says, no, b'fanei niftav means the ikar of the thing. How do we know it's the ikar? Coincidentally, having nothing to do with Lishma itself, the way we know it, the Igloi Milsa, what's the Ikar, is that it needs to be written Lishma Midoraisa. But it really has nothing to do with Lishma. That's the way of identifying the Ikar I get. That is what most Rishonim, or not most Rishonim, at least the Rabban, the Ritz, and the Ran, three Rishonim say here. The Rashba has a bit of a funny formulation here. Says the Rashba here. Where's the Rashba? Oh, the Rashba. I mean, the Rashba gets this a little later, right? Says the Rashba. He says he doesn't like this very much. He says, no, it means like Lishma. He doesn't say the wine that has to be Lishma. It sounds like you have to see him. Write it Lishma. And that's why he quotes Rabbeinu, who says we don't postulate for Lazar. And then he says that, no, that's not true. We do postulate for Lazar. The Gemara quotes him Daf Tesvav. It's very authoritative. And he says what he means here is, it has nothing to do with Fanei Nechtav. Bifanei Nechtav. It just means that you should know if he wrote part of it Lishma, he wrote all of it Lishma. But it has nothing to do with Fanei Nechtav, Fanei Nechtav.
Is it just the first line and without any of the Torah?
Correct, according to the Rashba. There is like Tosos. Here, the Rashba in the end is like Tosos. Is like, you're right. Here we put the Ramban, I apologize, and the Ritva, and the Ran, and here we should put the Rashba. You're absolutely 100% correct. Says the Rashba, here he says a...
Luchafil, you need the whole Luchafil, you write the whole thing as you want.
We're not talking about what he has to write, we're talking about what the Shliach has to see. Obviously,
no,
he has to write.
If he's identifying the parts of the Chathila, you should write the whole thing.
No, okay, so, but the Ikar is what needs to be done, Lishma and Torah, according to the Ramban.
Yeah, but the witness who knows what he's doing, Lishma, is identifying all of it, not just part of it.
I'm not sure what you're asking.
The witness, the person who's going to say, Lufanai Nirta, he sees the thing being written, and he sees this guy doing Lichathil, and the guy tells him, no, I'm writing everything Lishma. So it's not like he's saying he has to see only part of it. The guy says, I'll write everything Lishma, and the guy only sees him write this one line, and then he leaves. So he's not identifying the part that's the important part anymore. He didn't see the important part. He doesn't think he saw the important part.
Okay, Sure, Paul, we'll talk about it later. Okay, so here, again, what's the fundamental machlokas? The Rashba says that Relazar requires Lishma because he's Rabba. The Ramban in the beginning of the year says, Relazar requires Lishma because he's Rava, and Rava also needs Lishma. Why? Because of Asi Lachlufe, technically he ends up needing Lishma because he needs to see it written properly. And the Ramban turned around and said, no, Mapitom. Rav has nothing to do with Lishma. You don't need to see it Lishma. Lishma is just a funny way of saying the Ikar again. The Rashba is a different sheet that I'll just point out. The Rashba says that Ein ze inyan litakonas b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtav. Ella, what is it? It's a tangent. You know, Ella, Amar, Rabbi Lazar, to, who do you say it to? To someone here?
Yeah.
To Rabbi Barbachana? She'em, Chila Saksiva, Paisa Lishma, Muchach, this CM also, Lishma, like Tosfos, Avo, Ein, Ze, Bechlal, Din, the funny nechta. He was just basically making a tangential statement. He just said it's a tangent. Rulazar was saying a tangent, saying, you know what? People seem to be concerned about this Lishma thing. You should know, at the beginning of the Lishma, it's all good. But that's not why you say funny nechta, funny nechta. That's just a tangential statement that I'm pointing out. I'll read you the Lashon. The Rashba says, the Rashba, in his himself personal opinion, what does he say? It doesn't mean funny nechta, funny nechta has anything to do with Lashma. It doesn't mean funny nechta, funny nechta has anything to do with Lashma. And the mean Lashma v'adi v'ina, but taki, you need Lashma. For Allah's the mighty combined, and Rav Chana, I believe you. Just based on what Rav Chana was saying, he was responding, and he was saying that you could say funny nechta, see part of it, and... you know what? Let me say it a little. Let me say it a little better. You don't have to see it all. You can see part of it, and that is. Good. One second. Well, One second. Kulo dafilo. No, that's not what. Okay, that's not what he's saying here. Let me read it to you. You hopefully read it yourself. What does he say? It doesn't mean you need lashma, even though you need lashma. But that's not from funny after the laws of the mind to combine your Rav Chana Hagliyu. Based on what Rav Chana asked, he answered. And v'hachakam le'etzar sirklam al kulo. You don't have to watch all of it. The lav ha'chli yachalat to lomar funny nechtav. You can save funny nechtav without watching all of it. Even if you only saw one line, the Shema, Chazaka also is the Shema. Let's say that. What's the Rashba saying? I think what the Rashba is saying is this. It's similar to what Ramban says in the next piece. I think I understand it correctly. I hope. It's a little tricky. Says the Rashba. He says, you saw the beginning of Shema. No, maybe he's not saying. Okay. What? Ah, here's this. What if you only saw the beginning? Here's an interesting question. I saw him write the beginning of the get.
Yeah.
Lishma. That's good enough. Right? How do I know that I saw him write the beginning of the get? And then I leave, right? And I don't see him write the end. And then I come back and find the get. How do I know I saw him write the beginning of this get and not a different get? How do I know I saw him write the beginning of this get and not a different get? Ah, because since he started writing it Lashma, meaning he started writing it for this husband and this wife. Mastama, he finished writing for this husband and this wife, and then gave it to me for this husband and this wife. If I hadn't seen him start Lashma, then how do I know that what I saw him write is what I'm holding in my hand? Maybe I'm holding a different get in my hand because I didn't see he was writing Lashma. So I think that's the Rashi means. The Rashi was saying maybe there's a side problem. Saying that, you don't need to see Lashma. You don't need to see Lashma. But if you only see the first line, then if I don't see him write the first line of Lashma, how do I know that it's this guy's get? Maybe he's writing the first line of someone else's get.
Well, seen the Torah? Has he seen the names?
What?
Is if he sees the names, the chances are very unlikely that there's a mistake.
If he sees, okay, the Rashba.
Maybe Hariat Muteras.
Okay, here's the tricky part, because if you look at the Rashba later on Daf Tesvav, he does say it is the Iker Haget. So, I'd say, but if you only see the first line, then he at least needs to know that it's being written for this couple. Why does he need to know it's being written for this couple? Because then he can be sure that he is holding the same get. What he's saying is this. If he sees the beginning written, I think this is what he's trying to say, and he doesn't see it's written Lashma, what does it mean he doesn't see it's written Lashma? He sees him writing the beginning, but he doesn't know who he's writing it for. If he doesn't know who he's writing it for, then he can't be sure that later on, when he finds a get on the desk, that it's the same get. So how does he know that he saw this get being written? But if he saw the get started to be written for this couple, then obviously this is the same get he's receiving later. And that's good enough. It sounds like that's what's gone to the Rashba here, even though later on in Daf Tesvav he makes it sound a little more like the other Rishonim. But I think that's what he's trying to say here. I'll read it to you once more. He says, it's not because we worry about Lashma. It's not that a funny nech, funny nech is with Shash Lashma. No way. However, we need Lashma. Just not that we're worried about it. He was responding to Rav Baruchana's question. And this is what he's saying. You don't have to watch the whole thing. You can say funny nechta without watching the whole thing. Even if you only saw this get that the Baal commanded for the sake of his wife, one line. Chazaka also shehiskla sofer lichtov huzesha masulo. Chazaka, the one he started writing, is the one he gave you. Below acher, and he didn't give you a different piece of paper. I think that's the Rashba's concern. You saw the beginning, then you came back in 20 minutes. How do you know he gave you the piece of paper you saw the beginning of and not a different piece of paper? Right? How do I know that I saw part of this get being written? Maybe I saw part of a different get being written. The answer is, if I saw him start it with Shema, obviously that's what he's going to give me in the end, because I know he's writing it for this man and this woman, so obviously that's what he's giving me in the end. If I see him start Shalom Lishma, then maybe he was writing that for someone else, and he gave me something I didn't see written, and I don't know that I saw it written. So I think that's the Rashba's concern. He has a more technical concern. It's not for Lishma. Here the Rashba is agreeing with the other Rishon Svara. No, Rava doesn't require Eidus on Lishma. Like the Pashup Shah, of course Rava doesn't require Eidus on Lishma. Rava doesn't require Eidus on Lishma. That's not the issue. So why do I need to see the first line of Lishma? Ah, because if I just see him start writing a get, and I don't know if it's Lishma, maybe he gave this get to a different person, and he's giving me a different get, and when I come and say Fanai Nechtav, I'm lying. Because Befanai, something else was Nechtav, not this. But if I see, I go to him and I say, I'm the Shliach for Reuven sending a get to Rachel. And he says, okay, let's start writing for Reuven and Rachel, and starts. And I come back 20 minutes later and he gives me a piece of paper. Obviously, he's giving me, I saw him write the beginning of this. Because, obviously, I saw it. Because if he was writing for Reuven and Rachel, and then he gives it to me later, it's obviously the same piece of paper. I think that's why the Rashi requires
Lishma. How is that not a Lishma concern?
Because it's not that I'm worried about the psul of Shalom Lishma. I just need to say, I'm worried about the fact that maybe what I saw is not what I bring to, is not what I bring with me on the boat.
What am I bringing? A get?
I'm bringing a get. Maybe all getting are Lishma. But I'm worried about this. Maybe I saw him write a piece of paper that was L'shem someone else. Then he wrote another get L'shem these people and gave it to me. But I didn't see it being written.
Oh.
That's the chash. The chash is, what's the chash?
You're going to end up with the right get. You're just
I'm going to end up with the get L'shma. Everyone writes L'shma. But maybe I didn't see it. Maybe I saw someone else's get. Right? Meaning, yeah, we know the get was Lishma. Nah. But maybe the Shliach didn't see it being written. That's why he needs to see Shita Achas Lishma. Because if he sees the whole thing, he doesn't need to see Lishma. I see him write the whole thing and hand it to me. I know that I'm holding a get that I saw being written. And it's obviously Lishma. But if I see him write one line and come back 20 minutes later, and I bring the get, how do I know the get that I'm holding is the one that I saw being written? Maybe it's a get that I didn't see being written, and I'm not Mekayim Tekanes Chazal. The answer is, if I saw it being written L'shma, obviously, that's the same get. Okay, so here we have four possible answers. The other Raya, the Ravid, is, by the way, Pnei Yoshua has an interesting shita, which is found in a few Achronim, although not in any of the Rishonim. He says, you know what our sugya means? It means that Rava disagrees that they're metakin soul because of Shalom Lishma. But L'chadchila, even Rava agrees you have to see it being Lishma. And our whole song is just for L'chadchila. It's a big chidush that Rava L'chadchila agrees with Rava. He says, come on, L'chadchila, we all have Yiras Chet. You want to make sure that everything was done right L'chadchila. And that's a big chidush. Yes, except the Ramban is saying even B'di'evit to be Yotzei the technicality. He's saying al Sveidinim. Rava says, just like Rava Sveidinim b'di'evet, Rava Sveidinim b'di'evet, it's because of Kiyom, and the Chachil is because of Lishma. But that's a big fish. It's found in a few Achronim, but not in any Rishonim. Let's just point out the other is, what about the Shakla, the Havamina, and the Maskana, the Inyan, Sofer, Sheyotza, Lashok. What's the problem? The problem is we're afraid someone else told him to write a get. What do you mean we're afraid someone else told him to write a get? That's showing the whole problem of Shalom Lishma. Right? Right? The Havamina is, right? It's the, what's the fear? The Chashash is that someone else told him to write for, you know, someone else told him to write for that someone else, right? For the someone else. There's got to be a better way to express this in English. See, the problem is, maybe he's writing for this Reuven, but a different Reuven found him in the Shuk and told him to write for a different Reuven. So maybe it's Shelo Lishma. Doesn't that prove that it's Lishma? This is a big raya. This is a big raya that the issue is Chashash Shelo Lishma. Again, what's the problem? I hear him start Lishma. Then he goes to the Shuk. Maybe someone else told him to write again for a different Reuven and a different Kana, and he wrote Shelo Lishma. So doesn't that prove the chashash? And then we say, no, we don't worry about it because it's unlikely. But doesn't that prove the chashash shul l'shma? If the whole reason we need ksiva l'shma is because of asi l'chlufe, right? If the whole reason we need is ksiva l'shma is because of asi l'chlufe, then what do I care if someone else told him something else in the shot? That has nothing to do with funny nechtam, funny nechtam.
You always need ksiva l'shma.
Ah, so that is the answer of the Rashba and the Yesh Omrim in the Ramban. Basically, what are the three answers here? Here we'll give. What? Making it complicated?
No, not me.
Gemara.
Okay. With getting complicated, not you.
Three answers. What are the three answers? One is clearly the Meiri, right? The Meiri and the Ramban at first have no problem. They say, remember what they said, that even Rava requires Eidos Shenechtav L'shma. So then it makes sense. They say, no, Rava, for technical Asi L'chlufi reason, requires B'fanei Nechtav. But B'fanei Nechtav means B'fanei Nechtav B'kashras. And if B'fanei Nechtav B'kashras, that means B'fanei Nechtav L'shma. So even Rava needs L'shma. Only to be yotzei the technicality of the Gzeiros Chazal, because of Asi L'chlufi. But in the end, he needs L'shma. And if even Rava needs Lashma, then we have to worry. Maybe you went to the Shuk and someone else told him he wrote a Lashma. How are you made Lashma? Come on, Shmuel, we don't worry about that. It's Eidos Lashma. However, most Rishonim don't pass in that way. So what did Simcha just suggest? So the Rashba and the Ramban, B'Shem Yesh Omrim, say that this, and here's, I was confused with the other Rashba. He says that no. This part of the sugya has nothing to do with b'fanei nechtam. The other parts of the sugya are b'fanei nechtam. How? What does b'fanei nechtam mean? Every letter b'fanei, v'shita achas b'fanei, the kan kul musa b'kan megilta in my ears counts as b'fanei. My ears are also on my face. That's b'fanei. Okay, but this line is a tangent. This line is not part of the main sugya. Tangent of Yotzei v'Nichnas. This line is not about Fanei Nechtam, Fanei Nechtam. This line is even in Israel. Even there's Yisrael. This is a general issue in Hilchas Gittin. Has nothing Fanei Nechtam, Fanei Nechtam. This part is even in Eretz Yisrael. And is asking whether in a case of Yotzei L'shuk, we worry about Shelo L'shma. It's not about how the Shliach says Vanei Nechtam. It's not talking about a Shliach at this point. It's saying in general, maybe every time the Sofer goes to the Shuk, we're worried he messed up his Kavan and did a Shelo L'shma. Kamash one, we don't worry about it. We trust the Sofer to keep his Kavan and not get confused and not listen to other people in the middle of writing a get. But this line has nothing funny with the funny nechtam. That's what?
It's almost explicit. It says, Ilei Mashaliach.
Right. Very good. The Ilei Mashaliach. Now, you could have said, it's talking about a Shaliach, but did the Shaliach leave or did the Sofer leave? But did someone say, no, it's not talking about a Shaliach. It's talking about without a Shaliach. Who sends the Shaliach here? Maybe it's even in Eretz Yisrael without a Shaliach. Maybe the Baal himself handed the get to the wife in Eretz Yisrael. Then there's no problem anything. This is a separate point. Maybe there should be a new din d'rabbanan having nothing to do with our Mishnah, that whenever the Sofer goes out in the middle, we worry about Shelo L'shma. After all, let's be very honest. If I was tying tzitzis or writing tefillin, etc., and I went out in the middle to the Shuk, my L'shma would get messed up. Right? So maybe the Sofer's L'shma got messed up. Now, okay, here it's different. His L'shma doesn't need to be super spiritual. He just needs to keep track of the guy and the man and the woman. But maybe his L'shma got messed up by the other man and woman in the Shuk. Okay, so Kamashal or not, but it's nothing with Fanei Nechtam. It's a total tangential discussion. Okay, third shot I'll just point out.
is the Ramban himself. 1, 2, 3. Says the Ramban. The Ramban says here what the Rashba said in Rebbe Elazar. The Ramban says within this part of the Shaklut Targa. Obviously, according to the Yeshua, this all works out. It's all about Lechachila. You know, but says the Ramban, no. The Chashash is not for Shalom Lishma. And here, this is the sort of same idea. But what's the problem? The problem is this. If the sofer went out to the ice, I heard the sofer write this get. Then he went out to the shuk. What happened? Maybe when he went out to the shuk, someone else asked him for a get. He gave the get I heard to someone else and gave me a different get. Maybe he's giving me a get that I didn't hear or see. Normally, I see him writing a get, or I hear him writing a get, and he gives it to me. Of course, this is the same get. But if he goes after the shuk, maybe now he gave me a different get, which is kosher. But I didn't see it being written, right? The shash is not for shalom l'shma, but that maybe he gave someone else. Haget shenichta b'fanai and gave me a get shenichta shelo b'fanai. Right? This is always the problem, right? The guy wants like the super mehudar parshios. He goes, he watches the sofer writing him special parshios. It's not enough to watch the sofer writing special parshios. He wants to make sure the sofer puts those parshios in his tefillin and doesn't sell those to someone else and give him inferior parshios in his tefillin. So here's the problem. If the sofer doesn't go out to the shuk, what am I worried about? He's writing and giving it to me. If he goes to the shuk, maybe someone says, quick, I'll pay you triple. Give me a get right now. He said, okay, come in the back. Come on, I'll throw it out the window to you. Come take this get. I'll find another get in my pile to give this guy this shliach. And the problem is, now I'm holding a get that wasn't written b'fanai. And I'm not mekayem tekanas chazal. So that's how the Ramban understands. It's not a, so basically, why are they worried about someone else messing up his lishma? One shot is, maybe, because Rav also needs Lashma, even though only for technical reasons. Second shot is, this is not about Faniyach Faninechtav. It's just in general do we Choshesh Lashma in this case, having nothing to do with the Shliach Medina Sayam. We're third shot, we're not worried about Shlashma. We're just worried about switching the Gittin. What's wrong with switching Gittin? Nothing to do with Shlashma. Just that I'm not holding a get that's Faninechtav. And then when if I say Faninechtav, I'm a liar and I'm giving Eidos, Sheker. I'll just end with one point when it comes to Machlokas Rabbah and Rava here. One interesting thing which is not totally covered. I'm not going to get to everything I want to get to today. Okay, Seder, got to almost. One interesting thing which is not totally covered by this sugya is this whole sugya is about the ksiva. This whole sugya is about the ksiva. How about the chasima? Would these, whatever we say here about ksiva, also apply to the chasima? What if I saw the aide start writing lishma? Would that be good enough? What if I heard the aide writing lishma? Would that be good enough? Etc. So here we have here it's not so clear. I would say many Rishonim assume, such as older Rishonim who ask, if it's enough to hear kan klumus of kan megilta, what do they ask? Then why is a blind person not allowed to say Fanei Nechta? He can still hear the Kan Kumus and Kan Gilta. What did the Ritva answer? One of his answers. He says, all these kulas of Rabbi Elazar and Rav Ashi, that's only by Ksiva, not by Chasima. Why? Because if we're Rav as opposed to Rabbah, last thing we'll point out is, if we say like Rabbah, then same kulot have to apply to ksiva and to chasima. Why? Because keep in mind, either our mission is Rabbi Elazar, who requires really only ksiva lishma, but chasima is a problem of mizuyif mitocho midrabanan, or to Rabbi Yehuda, who requires both ksiva and ksiva lishma. But ksiva and chasima equally need lishma. Or if our mission is Rabbi Elazar,
really it's the Ksiva that needs to be the Raisa. Chasima is only the Rabbanit. So if we make it like Ksiva, we make it like Chasima. But if we hold like Rava, like Rava, then let's keep in mind the Iker Eidos that I saw the Chasima, because it's for Kiyum. It's just a technical side point that I need to testify about the Ksiva because of Asila Chlufe. So you could say, right, it's quite possible, even likely, let's say, possible that Chasima, that he needs to see every letter of the Chasima. By Chasima, he needs every os to os. To test by Kim Shtaros, I need to see with his eyes, right? He needs to see every letter of Chasima with his eyes. There's no cool as in Chasima. You can't say, I heard the Chasima. I saw them start the Chasima. No, by the Chasima, you need to see the whole thing because you're testifying Kiyum Shtaros. The cool of Rav Ashi, and maybe even Rav Elazar, is only on Ksiva. Why? Since Ksiva was only for Asil Achlufe, you don't need to see it mamish. It's enough to have a substandard scene, right? With his eyes. And the kula of Rav Ashi and Rav Elazar is only for the ksiva. Why? Because the ksiva is only us in the chlufe. So by the ksiva we have a lower standard. Whose sheet is this? Who says, you know when Kan Megilta and Kan Kumus is good enough? Mm-hmm. Only for ksiva. Yeah. Because Ksiva is not your real agent, just Asi Lechluf, just to prevent the Chlufe. Chasimo is the real agent, you need to see Mamish.
Yeah, it's the Ritva.
It's the Ritva, and Masifta should know this.
Yes, he does.
The Ritva says it explicitly here. As a matter of fact, the Ritva says Adrabi. He says, you think this Sugi is a Raya for Rabba? Adrabi is a Raya for Rabba. Look how low the standards are. You ever hear in Kol Tar Kula that Eidos has such low standards that it's enough to hear the sound or to see part of it? Now you might answer, Misha Mikuna Hikilu, to have lower standards. He says, obviously this works for Rava. Of course, by Hasima, we're not making it all in this. You have to see every letter, Pshuta Kamashmo, but fun, I nefdom, Pshuta Kamashmo. Only by Ksiva we're Mako. Because the Ksiva is only for Asilu Chlufe. Who else agrees with the Ritva?
The
Me'iri? The Rambam. Okay. What's wrong with the Rambam?
That's the next in line.
Says the Rambam. I'll read you the Rambam. Says the Rambam. Nechtav mitzvah I get befanav and nechtav kula befanav. Mitzvah so rishonu arizo om befanav nechtav befanav nechtav afilu nechtav elushita achas befanav. Befilu shama kola kulmos kosei. Vechosmu ha'edim befanav. Harizo om befanav nechtav nechtav. Yeah, you could see nechtav chetzio, but nechtav kulu. You could hear the kol kulmos in the Megillah. But nechtam befanav, right? That's very, very clear. That's very, very clear, says the Rambam. Says the Rambam in the Ritva, and maybe the Meiri, and I forgot. I'll take your word for it. Yeah, the Meiri, it's not before it sounds like that. Says the Rambam, the Meiri, and the Ritva, adrabah. Our sugya, actually, in one way, is a much better proof for Rava. That's what the Ritva says. Our sugya is a much better proof for Rava. Because why are we suffice with substandard testimony? The answer is, for Rava, we shouldn't suffice with substandard testimony. But for Rava, of course we can suffice with substandard testimony. Because the Ksiva isn't the important part. That's just to make it not look like Kiyum Shtaros to Alma. The Chasima is the important part. So by the Chasima we require full testimony. And by the Ksiva we suffice with substandard testimony. This is Beshita of the Ritva. The Meiri sounds like that as well, and the Rambam is very beforeish. Okay, the Meiri, it's mashma. I don't know if he says it in quite so many words, but that's mashma. So the Meiri, the Ritva says it very explicitly, the Rambam says it explicitly, and the Ritva actually says, the Raivan started here proving like Rabba from our sugya, as Rabba, I want to prove like Rabba from our sugya, because if there's one thing our sugya proves, it's that the whole befunny nichta thing is not serious. Just a little, it's just yigait design. It's not a real serious edus. Why would Nechtav not be a serious Eidos? Again, you could say, Hikilu. Says no. Nechtav is not a serious Eidos, because according to Rava, only Nechtav is the real Eidos. Ein Eidos Tzvi Lekaimo. Nechtav is just to make it not confused with something else. Oh, yeah, just making them confused. We have very low standards. Okay, we'll have to pick up next time, Amir Tzashem, with number 3 and 4, very briefly. Everyone, please take a copy of the next Makoros. On your way out. And what we're going to try to do next time is, basically our game plan is, I put a few small issues, but fascinating, small but fascinating issues that come up in the next daf. The next daf, Makoros, goes till the top of the Zayin Amud Aleph. However, there's one, and deals with many small sugyas that come up there. There's one big sugya that it does not deal with, which is the din of sirtut. So the next Makoros sheet basically covers all the details from here till top of Zayin Amud Aleph. And then, of course, after that, we'll deal with the sugya of sirtut.